From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and to rein in its growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives to not move their operations to other countries. He said they would face hefty tariffs if they manufacture products elsewhere and then attempt to bring them back across the border to sell in the U.S.
If you stay here, there's no tax. Somebody would say, oh, Trump is going to tax. I'm not going to tax. There is no tax, none whatsoever. And I just want to tell you, all you have to do is stay. Don't leave. Don't fire your people in the United States.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise of Mr. Trump after the meeting. Officials report no breakthroughs at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. Iraqi forces announced Monday that they have taken over the last remaining Islamic State enclave in the eastern part of the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered an investigation into reports of human rights violations by government troops and paramilitary forces fighting to retake the city. Also Monday in Iraq, a car bomb blew up in a busy street in eastern Baghdad, killing 11 people and wounding 22. This is VOA News. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. The new government announced Monday that a woman will serve as the nation's new vice president. Fatoumata Tambagang is a former United Nations development staffer. An advisor to Mr. Barrow told reporters Monday that before leaving the country on Saturday, Mr. Jammeh stole $11 million from state coffers and had luxury cars shipped out by plane. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted along party lines Monday to approve President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson. The nomination now goes to the whole Senate. Republicans in Congress are pressing for the confirmation of Mike Pompeo for CIA director. Confirmation votes also loom for nominees to lead the Departments of Treasury, Energy, and Health and Human Services, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. The inauguration of Donald Trump is ushering in an air of expectation in Turkey. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkey's pro-government media, usually critical of the United States, welcome the inauguration of President Trump. Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalın spoke warmly of the new president, saying the Trump administration has a perspective that will guarantee Turkey's sensitive position in the region. Our Monitor website, Turkish political columnist Semih Diz, says with bilateral ties severely strained under the Obama presidency, there is hope Trump can put relations back on track. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A left-leaning group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has filed a lawsuit charging that President Trump's vast business holdings place him in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is totally without merit. Doctors said Monday the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is improving. He is suffering from pneumonia. The 92-year-old former president has been moved out of the intensive care unit of a Houston hospital. Here is Dr. Clint Dorr.
He still has a fair amount of coughing. We are addressing that with various breathing treatments to help his bronchial tubes be a little less twitchy, for lack of a better term.
A doctor says Mr. Bush could be released from the hospital in several days if he continues to improve. An attorney says former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega has been granted house arrest so he can prepare for brain surgery. A court had previously ruled that Noriega could stay at a hospital rather than prison, but his attorney told the court that home care would be better. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.